confusion. Makes us confused. Number two, it makes us cynical. Number three, it breeds complacency. Fear makes us dig a hole and hide what we need to be putting to work. He said, I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Thy talent in the earth. Lo, and all that thou hast, this is thine. In other words, you gave me this talent, I'm going to give it back to you. See, it's unhorned. Matter of fact, just take a little dirt and knock off of it, but there it is. See, God doesn't expect us to get out disheveled when he gives us time, talent, and treasure. God expects us to use our time, talent, and treasure to bring glory and honor to him. And when you take that talent, time, and treasure, and you lift it up and you give it to a heavenly Father who loves you and wants the best for you and for his people and for his church, God takes that and multiplies it and uses it mightily. But if you take it and you're so afraid that something's going to get shaken that you got to stick it in the ground and keep it down there. Don't rise up. Stay there. You get complacent. You see, you got to realize, everybody in here, your life has purpose. God has given us talents. God has given us resources. It's time to dig them up. Dig them up. Somebody say, dig them up. It's time to dig them up. Come on, somebody. Dig them up. Praise the Lamb of God. Quit hiding them in the ground. Quit putting them down. Scare somebody's going to take it. Scare somebody's going to shake the status quo. Dig them up. And when we dig them up, God will use it mightily. Matter of fact, you've got all kinds of things. Think about this thing. We got talents. We got gifts. We got dreams. We got goals. We got hobbies. We got plans. We are to invest in others. Pass on what you have learned to others. So not only does it breed complacency, fourthly, it causes us to cop out. Just cop out. You know, excuses keep us from being productive. He was blaming everybody else, the character and the personality of the master. You know, I heard about a man who took his place in the theater, but his seat was too far from the stage. So he signals to the usher and says, this is a mystery, and I have to watch a mystery close up. Get me a better seat, and I'll give you a handsome tip. So the usher moves him to the center of the third row, and the man, after a high five, hands the usher a quarter. That's right, a quarter. The usher took the quarter, looked at it, smiled, leaned over, and quietly whispered, the wife did it. You cheapskate. I moved people out of the way so you could get up close, and you gave me a quarter. All right, let me tell you something. look. What's interesting with this whole story is the third man agreed to take the money and invest it. He agreed like the rest of them. Okay, give it here. I'll take it. I'll invest it. But as soon as when fear set in, he started to make excuses. Now, I'm going to show you something. You got to look at it strong to see this, but there's five excuses that comes in all of our lives. There's five major excuses, and these five major excuses are right here in this scripture. If you take the scripture and pull them apart, here's the scripture of why he hid his time, talent, treasure. Get ready. Number one. The greatest one of all. I didn't do it. Anybody here heard I didn't do it? Huh? You know, it was amazing to me. DC always blamed Daniel. Daniel didn't have anybody to blame. So we got Bethany. So then Daniel started blaming Bethany. And Bethany, she just went, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. This consists of denial and blaming others. Lord, I know you're upset with me, but I didn't do anything. I knew you, and I was afraid of you, so I didn't do anything. Or, what did I do? Has anybody ever heard that? What did I do? Number two, it wasn't so bad. You know, we minimize our sins and mistakes. He said, I went and I hid it. It wasn't so bad. At least I hid it. You got one back. You got back what you gave to me. I went and hid it. It's not so bad. Anybody here ever said that? I know I could do better, but this ain't so bad. Lord, you ought to see the guy in front of me. God, check out the guy behind me. No, the Lord's saying, I'm talking. Y'all do this. Talking to you. Amen. Number three, excuse. Yeah, but. It's like a frog croaking across the parking lot. Yeah, but. Yeah, but Lord, this is a mission of guilt followed by an excuse. I couldn't help it. I knew how bad you were, and so I got afraid, and so I just couldn't help myself. I hid it in the ground, so at least I didn't take a loss. Really? Number four. Here's the favorite one. It's not my fault. Oh, it's not my fault. I've had people come to me and go, and you think they're going to apologize. They just sat there and virtually slapped you in the face, knocked you down, and get them to say, well, I'm sorry that I hit you, but it's not my fault. It's your fault. Oh, really? Yeah, if you hadn't have said that, I wouldn't have got upset, and I wouldn't have hit you. Okay, so it's not your fault. You hit me, but it's not your fault. Okay, I get it. We shift responsibility to others, the past, or anything, or anyone, rather than owning up to our own responsibility. You're a hard man, God. You're hard. Don't blame me. You're the man that's hard, not me. It's not my fault. Number five. I can't do it. We all sell ourselves short. Fear causes the mind just to shut down. Instead of seeing opportunities, we see obstacles. Fear takes over. God, I would have dug it up. Master, I would have dug it up, but I just couldn't do it. I didn't want to lose out with what I had. Wow. So there's the first four. Fear mode stewardship does to us. First, it causes confusion. It makes us cynical. It breeds complacency. It makes us cop out. And copping out, you start hearing excuses, people are copping out. Matter of fact, some people are so good at making excuses, you think they got paid for it. Abraham Lincoln said, a man that makes excuses is usually not much good at making anything else. Excuses are the nails that build a house of failure. Excuses. Well, we've always done it this way. Okay. Hide it. Put it down so nobody will see it. Put it down so you won't lose it. Just put it down. Put it in the ground and cover it up. And you'll see that doesn't please God. Because the final one is, fear mode cost us our potential. You'll never know just what you could have done. Because it was buried. You never know what heights you could have reached in the Lord. Because it was buried. You say, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which have 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he that hath, he shall have abundance. But unto him that shall not hath not shall not be taken away from him that which he hath. Wow. You got a guy with 10, a guy with 4, and a guy with 1. And he takes the 1 and gives it to the 10, so now the 10's got 11. Wow. Does it seem fair? In God's economy, it is. You see, there's a price tag attached to fear. Always. There's a price tag attached to fear. And what doesn't develop always deteriorates. In the end, he loses the initial investment. Fear diminishes us. Faith enriches us. If you buried your talent because of fear, and I'll put it right on up here so you can see it. If you buried your talent because of fear, go dig it up and begin to make an investment of your life in God's glory. You see, this last part, I'm not exactly sure how to even bring it out. I've looked it up and looked it up and looked it up, and I've seen all kinds of different Bible scholars, what they say. But the very last part, he tells him, he says, let me get back over here. He says, and cast ye the unprofitable servant in the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That has a here and a hereafter. The here, think about it, in the darkness, weeping, gnashing of teeth. Think about as you hide it, your life gets so empty. Not only does it get empty, you may not physically weep, but inside you have sadness. Gnashing of teeth is, oh, I wish I had done it different. You know, profitable servant in the here, right now, there's a price to pay. And that price is great. But in the hereafter, that's between you and God. Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's safe trying not to take a loss and just keep it like it is? Because I can promise you, if you bury it, you're not going to keep it like it is. You're going to lose what you've kept. Are you going to take your time, your talent, your treasures, dig them up and give them to God? Give them to God. Give them to God. Let him direct you. Let him show you. Let him guide you. Yes, there's a lot of stuff to be afraid of. They've got another British captive. They're talking about going to do the same to him. And you know, actually, they probably already have beheaded him. And they're just like the other two guys, two Americans. One guy noted with the picture that he probably did one and then did the other and just showed them to us at a different time. Then a British man, and now there's a second British man, in retaliation for us trying to attack ISIS, they're going to keep killing our people. And fear keeps rising. Rising, rising. You know what? Now's the time not to bury our time, our talent, our treasure. Now's the time to give it unto God. And watch what he'll do with it. Go ahead and play. Somebody to stand. Go ahead and play that, dear. The Bible clearly tells us that if you're trying to prevent a loss, you can lose it all. It's when you step out and you say, here it is, Lord. Here it is. There's enough to cause so much fear in this world, but here it is, God. Here it is. Right now, I want you just to raise your hands. Raise your hands. Yes. Yes. God, I don't want to hide my talent. I don't want to try to stuff it down. Afraid to grow. Afraid to step up to the plate. God, I'm yours. God, I'm yours. Go ahead, church. I invite you right now. Come on up here. You got any kind of need in your life, I invite you to come. I invite you to come. Come on now. And let's pray. But you know what? The biggest thing. God, help me not to hide. Dig a hole. Put my talent in the ground. Because I know, God, that's a dangerous place to be. God, help me, Lord, not to hide it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Come on. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Dig it up. Dig it up. Don't let the devil cause you to hide it. Dig it up. Yes. Yes. I'm digging it up, God. I'm giving it back to you. I might only have one talent, but God, I'm giving it to you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Father, I'm digging it up, Lord. I'm digging it up, Lord. It's yours. It's yours, Lord. It's yours. It's yours, Lord. It's yours, Father. It's yours. Yes, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory. Glory. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm not going to be directed by fear. If you're sitting at your seat, sing it. Sing it. Raise your hands and sing it. There's the words. Step to you, baby. Yes!